11th canto, chapter 7, text number 14.
圣经伯加瓦坛第十一篇第七章诗节十四。
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Puto Jayamudare Nashta Prayeshu Vidreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yudhama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Sri Uddhava Uvacha Yogesha Yoga Vinyasa Yogatman Yoga Sambhava Nishreyasya Saya Me Proktas Yaga Sanyasa Lakshana Shivavacha Yogesha Yoga Vinyasa Yogatman Yoga Sambhava Nishreyasya Me Proktas Yaga Sanyasa Lakshana Shivavacha Yogesha Yoga Vinyasa Yogatman Yoga Sambhava Nishreya Saya Me Proktas Tyaga Sanyasa Lakshana. Okay, the word for word. Sri Uddhava Uvacha. Uddhava said.
Uddhava shuo.
Yoga Isha. O giver of all results.
一切结果的赐予者。
Now, whoever that is translating, I can barely hear you. You're, like you don't talk in the microphone or something. Very weak.
Okay. Sati.
是怎么？
我要是不是我应该换
？Yoga Vinyasa，
听不清是吗？
妈妈说她听我的声音，好像就是根本就没有对着麦克风说。我这个声音可以吗？
我要不我们换 Skype 吧。
Skype 吧。
嗯。
Yeah.
Okay, Maharaj,
come on very, very loud.
We can you Skype in.
That's better.
Better.
Okay.
Okay.
Still, my. Okay, back to the words. Yoga vinyasa. You who by your own power give yoga, even to unqualified people.
Yoga vinyasa. Even, 通过您的力量甚至给那些没有资格的人赐予瑜伽
Yoga Atman Supreme Soul realized through yoga
通过瑜伽觉悟到至尊的灵魂。
Yoga Sambhava, origin of all mystic power.
一切玄秘力量的源头啊。
Nishreya Saya, for the ultimate benefit.
为了终极的好处
May of me
我的
Prokta You have spoken about
你讲述了
Tyaga Renunciation
弃绝
Sannyasa By the acceptance of the order of Sanya.
通过接受托波僧的进阶。
Lakshana characterized.
以什么为特征
Uddhava said, My dear Lord, you alone award the results of yoga practice.And you are so kind that by your own influence, you distribute the perfection of yoga to your devotees. Thus, your supreme goal who is realized through yoga, for my supreme benefit, you have explained the procedure for giving up the material world through the process of sannyasa renunciation.
Shri Uddhava 说我亲爱的主啊只有您赐予了瑜伽修习的结果。您是如此仁慈，骑着您的自己的影响力，您给奉献者派发瑜伽的完美境界。因此，您是通过瑜伽觉悟了的人们的至尊灵魂。正是您是一切瑜伽力量的源头。为了我至高无上的好处，您解释了这个程序。如何放弃物质世界来接受 sannyasa 弃绝的程序 finished
okay so purport the word yogesh indicates that the supreme personality of Godhead results gives the results of all yoga practicesSince all the material and spiritual world emanate from the transcendental body of Krishna, there is nothing to be achieved by any yoga process except Krishna and his potency. The Lord remains eternally the master of his potencies. No one can achieve anything through yoga or any other spiritual or material process except by the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word yoga means linking up. Unless we link ourselves with the absolute truth, we remain and covered by the darkness of ignorance. But Krishna is the goal of yoga.
Yogisha, this word.
Okay.
Okay.
Read that one paragraph.
Oh, okay. Yogisha 在这里就指的赐予所有瑜伽修习结果的至尊性格神手，因为一切物质和灵性的世界是从 Krishna 的超然躯体当中流演出来的。除了 Krishna 和他的能量，那么由于瑜伽的方法再没有需要取得的成就了。既然主永恒的是能量的主人，除了瑜伽之外，没有人可以取得任何事情，或除了瑜伽或者这任何灵性或物质的程序之外，没有人能够取得任何事物。这必须要由至尊性格神手的批准才能取得。瑜伽这个词在这里就指的连接，除非我们把自己和绝对真理连接在一起，我们就被愚昧的黑暗所覆盖。因此 Krishna 是瑜伽的目标。
Okay. That's the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Om Gyane Chaminandasya Gyananjana Shalakya. One paragraph. Om Gyane Chaminandasya Gyananjana Shalakya. Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitamina Bhutai Swayam Lokadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Devale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Chinamani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Chade Satanani Vansha KapatrugaPatitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavevya Unama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So yoga, we hear that word a lotUltimately, yoga means bhakti yoga, although there's so many different kinds of yoga.
在这里有很多提到很多次 yoga 瑜伽这个词。那终极来说，这指的是瑜伽，就指的奉爱瑜伽。虽然瑜伽有各种形式的瑜伽。
Bhagavad Gita Krishna talks about.Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. But now people call so many different kinds of yoga, but mostly it's all just different exercise, not really yoga.
Krishna 谈到了有 Karma, 夜瑜伽、思辨瑜伽、奉爱瑜伽。现在的瑜伽呢，这大部分都是一种身体锻炼，只不过是体操而已。
So when Krishna says in chapter 10, Sarvasya Prabhavamta, I'm the source of everything and everything comes from me, it means that everything, yoga, everything material, every element, everything spiritual, all the demigods, all the incarnations, everything is coming from Krishna.
在《不再放歌》的第十章里 ,Krishna 就说了我是物质世界和灵性世界的发源，一切都流演自我。但无论是半神人也好，人类也罢，所有一切都是从 Krishna 那里来的。
Krishna is Yogeshwara, and even mystic powers yogis get, but they're all just little samples of Krishna's opulences.
Krishna 有个名字叫 Yogeshwara， 那么他就是瑜伽的主人。我们只有通过 Krishna 的允许，那现在很多瑜伽师才能得到他们拥有的力量。
So even, you know, the demigods, they can't give anything unless Krishna gives permission. Everything is coming from Krishna. So Buddha is thanking Krishna for telling him all this.
即便是连半神人，只有当 Krishna 允许，他们才能行使他们的职能。在这里呢， Uddhava 就感谢了Krishna 给予他这一切的知识。
And he's thanking Krishna for giving him knowledge how to give up the material. Well, that means material desire is attachment for trying to enjoy the body, actually.
Uddhava 感谢 Krishna 给予他这门如何弃绝物质世界的知识，教他如何不依附这个物质世界，不依附这具物质的躯体。
So as we understand these things, then we can make spiritual advancement.
我们理解了这些，才能够取得灵性的进步。
That. We're attracted to many things. We're attracted to beautiful things. We're attracted to powerful things. We're attracted to wealth. We're attracted to power, knowledge. These are, but they're all coming. Krishna has all of them unlimitedly.
我们是被美丽所吸引，被力量所吸引，被各种各样的事物所吸引。在这一切的背后。Krishna 是无穷无尽的拥有所有的美丽，无穷无尽的拥有所有的力量、知识。
But for us, it's not just naked like Maya, but it's try to just avoid it. If we become attracted to Krishna, we see Krishna.Krishna says, for one sees me everywhere and sees everything. We actually start in parcel of Krishna, then we're attracted to Krishna, then the material things seem very insignificant.
那么但只有当我们看到 Krishna 是 无处不在的，他遍存万有，只有当我们依附了 Krishna 之后，我们才能觉得这个物质世界是多么的微不足道。
Krishna means all attractive. Whatever is attractive in the material world or the spiritual world, it's just the sanctions attractive features.
Krishna 的意思就是最具吸引力的人，无论是在物质世界还是灵性世界。他们只不过都是 Krishna 的一个模板。
So, the more we hear about Krishna, the more we see the form of Krishna, we hear the name of Krishna, then we become more and more attracted to Krishna.Until one becomes fully absorbed in only Krishna, Krishna sees Krishna.
我们越来越多的看见 Krishna, 聆听 Krishna, 了解 Krishna, 最后就变得什么一切都是 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna 了。
So we're trying to make that connection with something.Nowadays we're mostly trying to get an internet connection, but that's, you know, we can't get, we can hear about Krishna over the internet, but we can connect to Krishna just by chanting his name. We don't need to towers, or we don't need a smartphone, we don't need anything, just, you know, just a holy name.
现在呢，人们就是通过互联网，来跟外部世界进行沟通。但是呢，我们是不需要这个手机，才能跟 Krishna 沟通的。我们只需要唱诵 Krishna 的名字，这样就能直接跟 Krishna 有连接了。
So, I read the next paragraph. In the material world, we falsely try to link ourselves with the objects of the sense. Man wants to link with a woman, and woman wants with a man. Or one tries to link up with nationalism, socialism, capitalism, or innumerable other creations of the illusory energy of the Lord. Since we are linking ourselves to temporary objects, the relationships are temporary, the results are temporary, and at the time of death, we become in all of our connections set up by Maya. Read that much?
Okay. 在物质世界，我们虚假的试图将自己与感官对象联系在一起。男人想要和女人连接，女人想要和男人连接，或者是一个人想要跟民族主义、社会主义、资本主义，或者是主的虚幻能量的其他创造，无穷无尽的其他创造连接在一起。既然我们是跟短暂的对象连接在一起，这个关系也是短暂的，结果是短暂的。在死亡之际，我们的所有的关系突然被巴雅切断，我们变得困惑了。假设我们跟 Krishna 连接，我们跟他的关系将在死后继续。
Okay. If we link ourselves to Krishna, however, our relationship even after death, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, the relationship with Krishna that we develop in this life will continue to increase in our next life until we achieve the supreme goal of entering Krishna's planet. Those who sincerely serve the mission of Lord Chaitanya, following the transcendental lifestyle prescribed by the Lord, will enter the Lord's abode at the end of this lifetime.
然而，如果我们跟 Krishna 连接，我们在跟他的关系在死后也将继续。正如薄伽梵歌解释的，在这一生跟 Krishna 建立的关系将在来世继续，直到我们取得至高无上的目标，就是进入 Krishna 的居所星球。那些真诚的服务柴达尼亚马哈帕布使命的人们，追随主所规定的生活方式，这些人将在这一生结束的时候进入主的居所。
Finished. Okay. All right. So, just like the Bhagavad Gita says, if we contemplate the object, then we become attached to them, and on and on. So the same thing, if we contemplate Krishna, we'll become attached to Krishna.
薄伽梵歌解释说，当心思的
mind can be our best friend.
薄伽梵歌解释说，心思感归对象就产生依恋。那么如果我们想着 Krishna， 我们就会依恋 Krishna， 那么心意是可以成为一个人最好的朋友。
So, one thing most of us can understand, like if we eat prasadam regularly, we get attached. We want to eat only prasadam. We don't not prasadam.
有一件事情是非常好理解的，就是我们 吃了 prasadam 之后呢，就变得依附 prasadam， 就再也不想吃别的食物了。
So we're striving for that time when, you know, we can't stop chanting.
啊，我们会我们努力的话，那么我们就念诵也停不下来了。
Like Lord Chaitanya, when he came back from Gaya after initiation, everything anybody asked him was just Krishna, Krishna.
主柴丹的妈妈不从 Gaya 返回家的时候
Only think of Krishna.
他在回家之后他所思所想的除了 Krishna 之外就再也没有别的事物了。
And like Haridas Thakur, when he was arrested and the Muslims were telling him, you know, stop just chanting this Hindu name of God.
Haridas Thakur, 被穆斯林的当局给抓起来，他们就说他，让他命令他不要再唱诵一个印度教的神的名字。
They were saying, if you don't stop chanting, we're going to kill you.
他们说，如果你不停止念诵的话，我们就杀了你。
And Haridas said, you can cut me to pieces, but I will never stop chanting.
但是哈尔达斯塔库说，你们把我剁成把我千刀万剐，剁成碎片，我也不能停止唱诵。
Because the soul is chanting, and the soul can't be killed.
因为是灵魂在唱诵，而灵魂是不会被杀戮的。
As mentioned, you know, Lord Chaitanya has given us in Prabhupada special mercy, Prabhupada said again and again, if we just follow the process, we stick to chanting regularly, follow the principle of serving devotees, then at the end of this life, we can go back to Krishna.
帕帕德给了我们这个程序，我们唱诵，遵守规范原则，服务奉献者，在这一生结束之后，就将回归神手。
So that's the thing. The more we hear about Krishna, the more we hear about our spiritual world, we want to go there. We want to be with Krishna because Krishna's world is so wonderful.
我们越是聆听 Krishna， 越是聆听有关于灵性世界，我们就是越就想去那里跟 Krishna 待在一起。
It's like people hear about places and they want to go there.
有的人就像人们听说了，有的人他们听说了哪个地方特别好的时候，就特别想去那个地方去看一眼。
People in America want to go there and see China. People in China want to see America.
美国人想到中国来看一看，而中国人想去美国来瞧一瞧。
Devotees want to go to Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri.
而奉献者想去 Vrindavan, 想去 Mayapur, 想去 Jagannath Puri。
And then we get more attached to those places of Krishna's pastimes, and then we get more attached to Krishna.
我们越依附这些 Krishna 上演逍遥时光的地方，就会越依附 Krishna。
That is the whole goal. We want to just change our attachment to be, instead of being material people and material things and, you know, whatever, we want to become attached to Krishna.
这是我们的目标。我们不依附，我们把对物质的依附转化成对 Krishna 的依附。
Okay, now, one can never achieve a permanent situation by mental speculation. What to speak of by ordinary material sense gratification? By the methods of Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga, Raja Yoga, Jnana Yoga, one does not actually awaken the propensity for rendering eternal loving service to the personality of Godhead. Thus, one is bereft of the transcendental taste of spiritual enjoyment.Can read that much.
Okay. 通过心智推敲，人永远不能取得永恒的地位，更何况普通的物质感官享乐呢？通过哈塔瑜伽、夜瑜伽、王道瑜伽、思辨瑜伽等等，一个人无法真正唤醒为至尊。性格神手做永恒奉献爱心奉献服务的倾向，yes, finished.
And then, so one is bereft of transcendental taste of spiritual enjoyment. Sometimes a conditioned soul, disgusted by failure to gratify his senses, bitterly decides to renounce this material world.And merge into an impersonal, painless transcendence. But our actual happy situation is to render loving service at the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead. All the different yoga processes gradually lead one to the love of Godhead. And it is Lord Krishna's aim to reestablish the conditioned souls in this happy position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making this perfection easily available.Through chanting of the holy name, the supreme yoga process of this age.
这样一个人就失去了。
Okay.
如上所述，一个人便失去了灵性享受的超然滋味。有的时候，受条件限制的灵魂，因为感官享乐的企图失败，便心灰意冷。痛苦的决定弃绝物质世界，融入到非人格的、没有痛苦的超然性存在当中。但我们真实的快乐境地是为至尊性格神手的莲花族做奉爱服务。所有不同的瑜伽程序，逐渐的导致一个人达到爱神手的境地。主 Krishna 的目标是。让体困的灵魂重新恢复这种快乐的境况。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu让这种完美变得轻而易举，通过唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。这是这个年代至高无上的瑜伽程序。End of the purport.
Okay. So, the natural condition, the spiritual condition is bliss or ananda. It's a causeless bliss. The material world, we're looking to get relief from something we call that pleasure.
真正的处境是 ananda, 极乐、喜乐。在物质世界，人们都在试图摆脱痛苦。
So we have love, we try to love things nowadays more, try to love people, love animal, love the countryside, love the city, whatever it is.But we never get back as much as we're giving, and we get frustrated.
现在呢，人们就试图去爱别的人呢，去爱乡村呢，去爱动物啊。但是我们永远不能就是收回，就是我们付出的爱，远远不能从别人那里得到我们希望的回馈。
When we give love to Krishna, he gives back millions of times. It says the gopis, he gives back 10 million times more than they give him. You know, they don't want. They just want to give pleasure to Krishna. They don't care about themselves. But Krishna gives back much more.
但是如果一个人他爱上了 Krishna 的话，他会得到比他自己付出的大很多倍的爱。就像那些牧牛姑娘，他们爱 Krishna 之后，他们得到的回报是一千万倍的回报。
So anyway, the more we hear about Krishna, the more we try to serve Krishna, the more we associate with devotees and we render service to devotees, we get in all these, foolish attachments. We don't care about them anymore. They become insignificant.
我们越是聆听Krishna, 聆听奉献服务，我们越是多的服务做奉献服务的话，我们就会越来越依恋这一切，那么所有那些物质的事物都变得微不足道了。
So Krishna said, gradually, step by step, we have to be patient, but if we just continue practicing according to the guidance of the spiritual master,We will get to Goloka Vrindavan.
Krishna 说我们要耐心，我们要一步一步的，我们要耐心，在灵性导师的指导之下，我们最终就能达到 Goloka Vrindavan.
Okay, now I only have a few more minutes. Any questions today?
Okay, 那我们看一下有问题吗？问题
暂时还没有，暂时还没有问题，我们稍等一下。
We wait for a minute. Mara, can I ask a question?
For
example, we have our deity rooms. Should we bow down, pay obeisances every time we enter into the deity room, when we...make offering or fetch something or do some service, each time should we pay obeisance or just, I heard that we only pay obeisance early in the morning.
Ideally, yes.
我刚才问的问题就是我们在家里都有自己的神像房啊，神坛。我的问题是不是每一次我们，比如说供奉啊，或者做任何的事情，比如来到神像房做拿东西，我们是不是每一次进来我们都要顶拜？Mara 的回答就是说，是的，就是理想的是最好这种，这是理想的。Okay, thank you, Mara.
We should pay obeisance every time we meet devotees, you know. at least in our mind, you know, we can't always, you know, like in public and different places, just physically bow down on the ground. We should, you know, have a humble state of mind and offer all respects. The more we do that, the better.
那个就好像比如说我们遇到奉献者，我们要顶拜。那如果我们不能亲身顶拜的话，至少我们在心意里要顶拜。我们就要保持一种谦卑。
好的，那我也问一下关于这个神像的问题，就是我在那个外师大礼仪的那个教材当中就看到，我们在服务神像的时候是左手不能触碰神像的。那我就想问一下 Maharaj， 就是当我们做那个神像沐浴的时候，尤其是做那个 Abhishek 的时候，就是那个左手要是怎么能保证不触碰那个神像呢？因为有的时候这清洁两只手都要用上，这个应该怎么做呢？
Okay, Marasati's question is that in the book it said the etiquette is that better we don't touch the deities with our left hand, but when we do Abhishek for the deities, how can we avoid using our left hand?
What's that?
The question is that how to like in the book in the Vaishnava etiquette book it said that we don't touch the deities with our left hand. One should not touch deity with one's left hand, using only the right hand. But during the bathing, when we do bathing for the deities, like Abhishek, then sometimes we have to use our left hand. So how can we avoid this using? Seems contradict.
I don't know why you have to use your left hand.
Sometimes, 那个 Mara 就说他说他不懂你为什么要用左手。I think that sometimes we have to, after bathing
well,
the deity.
We just, you know, have to try. Sometimes if we have to try. Generally, if we move the deity or something, we might have to use a heavy deity. But, you know, sometimes we have to do that.
我们要努力避免。有的时候呢，我们移动神像的时候呢，我们会用到，但我们要尽量避免。Like sometimes after bathing the deity, Jagannath Balasubhadra, we have to wipe and using the towel. Then we have to use the left hand to hold the deities.
Then you have to. I don't know exactly, you know, where it says that. Sometimes we have to, I guess.
Okay. 那个妈妈说，她说不知道你在哪个地方看到，但是有的时候我们不得不用到左手。我刚才就是问的问题，就是说有的时候，比如说我们给神像沐浴完了以后啊，我们要用毛巾给他们擦拭的，那肯定要就是要用到一只手，左手啊，扶着神像啊，然后这样的。然后妈妈回答就说，有的时候我们不得不用到左手。
好的，知道了。好，我们下面有一个问题，看一下。
OK， 看到了。云云，请问为什么知道灵魂会不停的唤起你？
Ask the deity worship about that.
Pardon?
Can you get more lights?
More. Sorry, Mar.
Yeah. So I have to go have another class starting now.
Okay. One more. Yes. The question is that we know that the soul will not die. The soul will change its bodies. But the way we are fearful of death, although we know that the soul only changes body, will not die, but we are afraid of death. Why there is the feeling of the fearfulness?
Well, that's one of the things that first creations that Lord Brahma made was fear. That's what makes people work and try to live. And so it's built in. But when we really understand what the soul is, we have a relationship with Krishna, then we're not afraid. Just like we're not afraid to take the bus to another city or something, just changing bodies. But now we're afraid because we identify with the body and think we're going to lose something. Conditioning.
This 恐惧感是主婆罗诃摩的创造。我们就是之所以恐惧，是因为我们认同于这个躯体，我们觉得。当我们更换躯体的时候，我们就会有损失，但实际上呢，这个没有什么损失。就像我们坐车从一个城市，坐车到另一个城市，就像这个坐车一样。A lot of questions.
Anyway, I have to go.
Okay. Okay. 那。
Come up. Again, maybe Friday morning.
Okay, Sati, 那 Mara 说她现在要讲下堂课了。
哦，好的，那就是时间不够了，是吗？
Then we leave the questions for the next time, Mara.
Okay, okay. 我们可以在周五再把具体的问题再问。好的，可以。
We leave the question for Friday morning.
Yeah, we can try them on Friday morning. We'll start early with questions.
Okay, okay. 那他马上说我们早上。
Okay, thank you all very much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Shima Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Om Prem Nandi Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Hari Bo.